Great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
Pre-Thanksgiving blowout at Margaret's is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have Bolo bracelets, Diamond of the Art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
All right, whatever is slowing down 85 southbound into downtown has been cleared. It's moving. You're really nice.
This Thanksgiving, from Walt Disney Pictures, it's Frozen Turkey.
Do you want to cook a turkey? The oven's on preheat. I took out all the turkey guts. I stuffed its butt to flavor all the meat.
It's Frozen Turkey. After Thursday, Elsa will not fit in that dress.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the attorney, 8 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Convicted sailor Eddie Gallagher will remain a Navy SEAL, it's decided, but the Secretary of the Navy is fired after proposing a secret deal with the White House to make that happen per President Trump's wishes.
Eddie Gallagher was accused and then acquitted of war crimes. Navy Secretary Richard Spencer was fired for what Defense Secretary Mark Esper says was a lack of candor shown by Spencer in private conversations with the White House, which Esper was not made aware of previously.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard, President Trump says he'll nominate Ambassador to Norway, Ken Brady, as the new Navy Secretary. Pro-democracy candidates win big in Hong Kong.
Authorities report a record turnout.
It is a genuine referendum of the people of Hong Kong.
One legislator, Lee Wing Tat, saying Hong Kong's government should take note of protesters' demands. The city's leader, Carrie Lam, saying she will listen with an open mind.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
That holiday forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
I'm going to give you your forecast summary now. If you want a little bit more details, for instance, if you're going to be traveling somewhere, or you want more details about that potential Iron Bowl weekend storm system, check out my morning video this morning. Our forecast for today, sunshine, a little warmer, high around 66. That's not too far from normal after this chilly start. Not as cold tonight, overnight low 42. Warmer tomorrow, mid-70s. Mainly dry during the day, showers and thunderstorms possible, especially later on Tuesday night into the overnight hours and into Wednesday, which is Thanksgiving Eve, the big travel day. Well, they're all big travel days this week. It started yesterday. And it looks like by sunset, those showers will be ending. Thanksgiving looks pretty good. Good bit of sunshine. Nice day, 67, and another storm system over the weekend. Right now, this morning, we have, and it's just coming in now, clear skies, 43 degrees, with light winds at 8:06.
Mr. Thomas, question from the press here.
Okay.
You mentioned that you know travel could be affected, like in the Northeast, from one storm. Is there a second one coming in over the weekend?
There is. So there's one that'll be while the one is affecting the middle of the nation, another one is coming in to the west. That'll be moving eastward. So the west coast venues will be affected, and then another storm system for us. That same one coming into the west will be here over the weekend, probably by Saturday night. Maybe some severe storms possible. Maybe.
Probably, I would think, we'll be seeing video of travelers sleeping on airport chairs watching CNN.
You always do, don't you?
Yeah. All right, we'll hit the traffic dungeon, then bring back our rocket scientist of the day.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place, or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're still working an accident at Perry Hill Road on the I-85 southbound on-ramp. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Still a little slow on I-85 into downtown. I-65 and 85 still seeing a lot of business at the interchange downtown. We're beginning to lighten a bit on the boulevard. We're seeing fewer cars on the Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown, but we're still moderately busy. Please use caution everywhere as we settle into a Monday workday. We have a few more reports for you to come. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Launch.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This is one of those double-edged awards that we do on the show, because sometimes we salute somebody who thought they were a rocket scientist and did something dumb. But in this case, quick thinking here, you're about to hear a clip of a woman who was in a home where her mother was being domestically abused by her father. She wanted to alert authorities without drawing any attention, so she picked up the phone, called 911, but was pretending to order a pizza. And it didn't take long before the 911 operator figured out what was going on.
911.
I would like to order a pizza.
You called 911 to order a pizza?
Yeah.
This is the wrong number to call for a pizza.
No, you're not.
I'm getting you now.
You see it on Facebook, but it's not something that anybody has ever been trained for. We're just trained to listen.
The other guy still there?
Yep. I need a large pizza.
All right. How about medical? You need medical?
No. With pepperoni.
Turn your sirens off before you get there. Caller ordered a pizza and agreed with everything I said, that there's domestic violence going on.
That is quick thinking.
Really nice. Nicely handled.
Police were able to pick up the abuser without any much of an issue. And let's hope that the family is safe. But that's quick thinking.
Yeah, on both sides of thinking about that.
Yeah, because, you know, the 911 folks, sometimes, you know, their immediate reaction is,
Yeah, it's a crank call. You could be getting in trouble for this.
But he caught on quick. Yeah. Applied Security is the place, you know, if you want that system installed that'll give you the ability to immediately notify authorities without faking a call for a pizza. Those are one of those things, you may never use it, but you'd be darn glad that you have it, and that is a security system that you can activate to alert authorities through a hidden button system, a hidden code. There's all kinds of ways to do it. Applied Security can basically secure any home, business, property, video, state-of-the-art, and they can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. So if you want to go local, Mark and Vicky are terrific. You can call them at 279-8338, 279-8338, for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. We want to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
We need a contestant. for a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And our topic, what else? Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So if you're interested in playing, 272-9228. Don't make me beg. I don't like to beg.
Don't be a turkey about it. Just give us a call.
If you want Rich Thomas to have a low opinion of you, don't call. But if you want him to sing your praises, we're going to list everybody, too. 272-9228. We're waiting for you.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A second person has been arrested in connection to the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard. 35-year-old Antoine Fisher is charged with kidnapping first degree. Fisher is from Montgomery and was arrested Friday night. Blanchard is still missing. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot and killed while responding to a call in Haynesville Saturday night. The suspected shooter, 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, was taken into custody late Saturday night. And Lead Academy's former principal, Dr. Nicole Ivy Price, is now back on the payroll. She was fired last month. School Board President Charlotte Meadows says Ivy Price has been placed on an administrative leave until the board is able to, quote, advise a plan and find something appropriate for her to do. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is going to be a really special Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving! We brought chicken wings.
Happy Thanksgiving! I brought marshmallow peeps.
Hey, turkey boy, want to show me your giblets?
Kids, you'll have fun, 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 till the daddy takes a T-bird away. Fun, 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 till the daddy takes a T-bird away.
That was the best Thanksgiving dinner ever.
Ah, come on, boys, it's Thanksgiving.
Dad's getting drunk on Thanksgiving is a holiday tradition.
The turkey, the stuffing.
The cranberries.
Chow time, boys.
Kids, you'll have fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-bird away. Fun, fun, fun.
Brenda's on the line, and she'll have fun, fun, fun playing.
Truth or baloney.
And welcome, Brenda.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I couldn't be better, really. I'm in a glorious mood. I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, the topic on this edition of Truth or Baloney is Thanksgiving. And we have two lifelines here, two pretty bright guys in J. Scott and Rich Thomas who can help you if you're unsure on your answer.
Bright?
Okay, yeah. Great.
Two brilliant glowing orbs of wisdom. So I'll read you a statement. You tell me whether it's truth or baloney. Get two out of three correct or get them all wrong and win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Statement one. The first Thanksgiving lasted 3 days. Again, the first Thanksgiving lasted 3 days. Truth or baloney?
Rich?
Winning.
She said rich.
Oh, I thought she said true. Well, I'm hard of hearing.
Huh?
Okay. So we're going to give you that one due to my hearing issues. Yeah, it was.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were using me as a lifeline. Well, thank you.
Would you have known that?
Yeah, I think they tied line for 3 days.
All right, you can win it all with the correct answer on number two. There were no spoons at the first Thanksgiving, only knives and forks. Sporks.
Oh, goodness. I'm
going
to say truth, but I'm going to ask Jay.
Jay, good. I don't.
You, Mr. Random Facts. I think I heard the answer to this on one of your Random Facts.
Thank you for that.
I don't think it is actually true. You may want to change your answer on that one.
Okay. Oh.
Winning.
You did it. Congratulations.
With help from the J-Bear.
There were no forks because they hadn't become popular yet.
Ah,
right.
So they ate with a knife, spoon, and their hands, which gets a little messy with Aunt Gracie's Jello.
We've all done it, though.
Well, I don't know, and I'm trying to think what would have been served that would have required a fork.
Well, the meat, but
something you use your hands for.
We work in radio. Yeah. I mean, I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with an emery board up here one day. Remember that?
Well, yeah, I know what you use. They didn't have emery boards back then, but you'll use safety scissors. You'll use whatever's available up here, to be honest with you.
Well, that's why I would have been a good pilgrim.
I got to keep my eye on my stuff here.
Yeah, we've seen about everything.
Yep.
Should we do the rest of these just for funsies, Brenda?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Because you have such a convivial Wessonality. All right, number three. A group of turkeys is called a rafter. Again, a group of turkeys is called a rafter. Truth or baloney?
A rafter.
Oh. What?
False.
That's true.
Yeah, one definition of the word raft is a large collection. But you've already got this game in the book.
Yeah, you're still fine. Don't worry about it.
You're a winner, so it doesn't matter. We're just playing for fun.
All right. The record for most mashed potatoes eaten in 30 seconds is 1.3 pounds.
Whoa!
Truth or baloney? The record for most mashed potatoes eaten in 30 seconds, 1.3 pounds. Truth or baloney?
That's an awful lot of potatoes, but I'll say
true. Winning.
You are just batting 1,000.
You know where this record was set?
Where?
Germany.
Germany?
What are the mashed potatoes we got?
Mashed potatoes we got eat pretty good, don't it?
All righty, and number five is a layup. Thanksgiving is on November 28th this year, and that's the latest day of the year it can possibly fall on. Truth or baloney?
Winning.
You're right.
It's absolutely true.
It'll never be on the 28th or the 29th and 30th.
Yeah.
By law, it is always the fourth Thursday in November. So the earliest it could be is the day it was last year, November 22nd.
Yeah.
Speaking of November 22nd, on Happy Hour, Thursday and Friday, our 50th anniversary JFK special, and then the one we did Friday, which was really fun. Interesting new material.
Yes, it was.
Hope you'll check it out. Anyway, Brenda, you're a doll. We love you, and we hope you enjoy your $10 Seafood Distro gift card.
And happy Thanksgiving,
too. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Right, take care.
Hang on. Yeah.
I wonder how many people are actually thinking, I'm thankful for that morning show. You think anybody is?
No.
Okay. Not even a little.
No.
Hopefully downstairs and when that one office around the corner.
Yeah, that office.
Okay. What is the city
under? This one.
Live microphone you got going.
You betcha. It is 8:21 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Lewis Lawn carries the latest products. I have to say this. Because I really, really mean it. But the Lewises are just great members of the River Region. They are real contributing citizens. And they carry great products. They support those great products with the full service department and offer good value. In fact, right now is a good time to buy a mower for next year or a blower, a pressure washer, whatever it is you need, knowing that when you buy it, you'll get a great price and you can bring it back there for service. So stop by and see what they have. A steel blower. Man, did you see all the, for whatever reason, the rain on Saturday?
Yeah.
They had about 8 billion leaves in the driveway when they dry off.
Different kinds of leaves, too, from like other trees and stuff.
My, the leaves that change colors fell in my driveway. Actually, they're kind of beautiful because it was gold and red.
Yeah.
But eventually they're going to dry up and look unsightly, so I will get the steel blower up above the pile. So remember Lewis Lawn when you have a need. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon. Chad Satzer is our point guy there. If you want to call ahead, you can reach him at 244-9191 at Lewis Lawn.
Well, good morning. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Things are lightening up a good bit. We don't have nearly as much traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery as we had about 30 minutes ago. The boulevard is still busy at all the lights. Atlanta Highway still moderately busy into downtown via Madison. Also, 231 out of Wetumpka. We still have a few cars streaming in that direction. Overall, things are looking really good right now, so buckle up, drive carefully. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Marguerite's first time ever, a pre-Thanksgiving blowout! We're going to have doorbusters, tons of doorbusters. $29 stud pearl earrings, $99 diamond stud earrings, our baby diamond cross. Everyone loves it at $299. Well, forget about it. $99. Limit of 50 of them. That's it. $99. Baby diamond cross. Unbelievable doorbusters. Diamonds 60% off. Watches 49% off. All bands 49%. Everything has a doorbuster price. Everything. Later available till Christmas. Thank you.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts, 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
We hope you'll really like.
It's kind of a tradition at this time of the year, and that is the Les Nessman turkey drop from WKRP. One of the more memorable moments in the history of television sitcoms, as WKRP decided to do a big promotion giving away turkeys. They just didn't realize that dropping them out of a helicopter was not a good idea. Here is that memorable clip.
And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W.
P.
What a sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second, the third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, they're coming pushing each other? Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity. People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
He was Herb Morrison.
Oh, folks, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
And at the end of the show, the classic line from the big guy, Mr. Carlson, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
You know, of all the great casting in that show, because we all knew somebody you could match up.
Uh-huh.
But the big guy, that type of general manager,
uh-huh,
at that time, late 70s, early 80s in radio.
Yeah.
He was, they were guys, you know. And
Herbert Tarlick Jr. too.
You know what made him great? They didn't know anything about programming or music. They didn't try to run the show. Mm-hmm. They trusted the program director.
Right.
That's Rick Peters, great example of somebody, you know, who thrived and went places because the general manager let him do his job. Mm-hmm. And part of that job was hiring me. And you can see how that worked out, right?
No.
Jay? Hey, I just checked. WKRP is streamed by Prime Video.
Amazon. I think it's also on MeTV. If you don't, you know, if you have one of those rabbit ear antennae things, uh-huh, you should be able to get it on channel 117. It's WAKA the third, or whatever they call it. And now Jay Scott.
And before I tell you about the Seafood Bistro, I'm going to put Rich on the spot.
Right.
I got a guy coming to replace my windshield. Is there any chance you could move your car real quick?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Absolutely. I got you.
I'm sorry. He just called to... He's about 10 minutes out.
All right. Maybe I'll do that, and then I'll head over to the Seafood Bistro.
Exactly. Where you can get a... Thanks for the segue. You can get a boil bag if you want to... If you really want to fill up for lunch, that boil bag... Actually, anything you get from the Seafood Bistro is going to fill you up for lunch because the portions are gigantic. You can find them at 1651 Perry Hill Road, not far from the radio station here. 279-7500 is their phone number, but they open up at 11 o'clock every morning, and I'll get their holiday hours. I'm pretty sure Thanksgiving they'll be closed, but I don't know about Friday. I think they'll be open for that one, and I'll find out what their holiday hours are going to be and let you know. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. That is their website, theseafoodbistro.com. And you can see all of the menu items that they've got there. Put in your order online if you want to do that, and it'll be ready when you get there. You can also order it through a delivery app on your phone so it can be brought to your door, your office, for lunch or dinner tonight and today. Check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, Rich's forecast was scheduled next.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. It's not like we're, waiting for all hell to break loose. Besides, we can stick a traffic report in here because that was scheduled after the weather.
Okay.
After all, it's 8:30. Our morning maroon nominees are just a few minutes off.
Well, good morning. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Things are lightening up a good bit. We don't have nearly as much traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery as we had about 30 minutes ago. The boulevard is still busy at all the lights. Atlanta Highway still moderately busy into downtown via Madison. Also, 231 out of Wetumpka, we still have a few cars streaming in that direction. Overall, things are looking really good right now, so buckle up, drive carefully. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Local news at 8:31.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot and killed while responding to a call in Hainville Saturday night. The suspected shooter, 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, was taken into custody late Saturday night. A second person has been arrested in connection to the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard. 35-year-old Antoine Fisher is charged with kidnapping first degree. Fisher is from Montgomery and was arrested Friday night. Blanchard is still missing. And Lead Academy's former principal, Dr. Nicole Ivy Price, is now back on the payroll. She was fired last month. School Board President Charlotte Meadows says Ivy Price has been placed on administrative leave until the board is able to, quote, advise a plan and find something appropriate for her to do. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You took too long to move your car, so we did the weather with hotkeys.
Okay.
While you were gone.
Okay.
Is it going to be nice today?
Beautiful.
Is it going to rain tomorrow?
Nah.
Are you done?
Check, please. I love it. Very nice.
A little.
You know, why do you even need me? Why do I need to show up tomorrow morning?
It's for your firecracker wit. You know?
What is it?
Well, that's when you're really sharp and it coming up with funny lines on the spur of the moment, but that's not important.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Our forecast calling for a nice day after a cold start. A lot of us were teetering very close to the freeze mark this morning, and some of us even a degree or two below, but things are going to recover nicely. And I think with a little bit of sunshine, we get up to about 66 for a high temperature in late November. That's not bad. Not as cold tonight, but still chilly. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow, I think we make the mid-70s. Most of the day should be dry tomorrow, and everybody's trying to get things done to get out of town. The sun will be in and out in the morning, and I think we'll be mostly cloudy in the afternoon. Showers possible by late Tuesday night into Wednesday, but I think the showers end by, let's say, before sunset Wednesday, maybe well before sunset, with Wednesday's high 74. Thanksgiving, I think it's a great day. I think our high is around 67, good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. Another storm system over the upcoming weekend. Will it arrive after the game? Probably, but we'll see as time moves on. Right now this morning, we have 43 degrees, mostly clear skies, light winds, 833.
All right, stupid news is next. We had winners in our Duncan and Son Predict-a-thons, and that was, you know, we hadn't had a winner in a long time. That was the way to do it. Buddy Powell and that nice lady, Jan, right?
Well, I don't remember.
Oh, and this other thing, I want to play this audio this morning. I posted it on Facebook Friday, but it's really kind of amazing. The guy, the last living person who saw Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Murdered by John Wilkes Booth.
Was that on What's My Line?
What's My Line, yeah. And the poor guy, he's ancient, and he had fallen, had a terrible fall a day before the show. They didn't want him to do it, but he insisted, and he passed away 2 months after making this TV appearance. It's pretty cool stuff. If we have time, we'll get it. If not, I'll do it this afternoon. Right now at 8:35.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I think we should dedicate this one to our good friend Jay Quillen.
Jay Quillen?
Yeah.
Where's Jay Quillen at?
Stupid.
News.
What news?
Stupid. News.
Let's go. This is kind of a funny story. You can't get on this guy's case, but some of us belong to sizable email groups, and I'm sure some of you listening, this could happen to you, too, at your place of work if you hit reply all instead of reply.
Is this the weather guy?
The traffic guy in Kansas City named Vic Vassos, out sick last Friday after oral surgery. You can understand, they probably had him on Vicodin or Loratab. Tried to send an email to his coworkers to let him know. Instead, he copied everybody in the parent company.
It just broke my heart when I heard that you had to call out sick Friday. So to help you get better, we're going to send you some green chili stew.
Hey, Nick, I know it's a tough time for you this morning. We just want to send our best wishes from here in Little Rock to you guys there in KC.
We certainly hope that you're feeling better. You're eating some soup, drinking a lot of liquids, just getting some rest.
Hey, and The Mandalorian Episode 3 comes out today, so maybe you can take that in while you're on your sick.
From News Channel 3, Daybreak here in Memphis.
We hear you're a little under the weather. Feel better. We're sending you our best wishes from Indianapolis. You know, we've all kind of been there this week. I wasn't feeling so great. You weren't feeling so great. We miss you.
Kansas City's traffic is an absolute disaster right now without you.
So what happened, you know, sending it out to all the other TV stations in that company, they all decided to wish him well on their various newscasts, and then prayers for Nick, hashtag prayers for Nick, became a thing.
You know what I got out of that, Jay? The fact that Mandalorian premiered. I haven't watched it yet.
Like episode 3 of Mandalorian's out today, so you can watch that.
What's Mandalorian?
It's a Star Wars thing, and it's on Disney+.
Disney+, what you have.
Yeah, I do have it.
You know, I'm getting you a... you're going to get a Roku. You're going to have everything available on your TV.
Does it come with installation and explanation?
It comes with an hour and 20 minutes of my time.
Goose told me that she's got it.
Yeah.
And we use it when I'm there. It doesn't seem... I think I'm capable.
Oh, it's easy.
I mean, if you leave an ape and a remote in the same room long enough, they'll figure it out.
Eventually,
right?
They'll be on Disney+.
On a DVR or something. Joey just joined the conversation. What?
If I could, a quick programming note.
Okay.
Folks,
you want a big intro for this?
Sure.
Let's see, what do we got here?
Joey! Joey!
Well, I didn't realize you were going to play the traditional Joey, so this is an awkward segue, but I'm sure...
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm sure folks have heard about the shooting and killing of Big John Williams, the sheriff in Lowndes County. This all came together quickly, so in light of that, the former Attorney General of the United States and U.S. Senator for this state, Jeff Sessions, will be joining us at News and Views at 9.
Oh, very interesting.
Talk just about that. We'll do a full Senate history of when he was AG another day, but his blood's boiling over this recent shooting.
Fox News just featured it.
Yeah, it was on Fox.
Right, so we will be talking to Jeff Sessions, Jack, and myself bright and early, right at the beginning of the show, about this issue.
Huge. There are details on this. This is a story that may take a little longer to develop.
I agree.
How long had he been the sheriff?
Oh, 10 years or so?
He was well known. But I can't reveal my source, but I was told, don't rush.
There's more to it.
More to it. But I, and I'm serious. I'm not playing fake newsman here. There's enough people doing that. You know, like...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to mostly focus on Big John himself. And we'll talk to the Jeff Sessions about it.
All right. Now, I was going to ask you guys, how long do you think it takes the average person to get sick of their family at Thanksgiving?
Oh, geez. Well, it's a reason why...
2 hours.
They surveyed 2,000 Americans.
Our survey says...
Good guess.
What is it?
Even though the average person is planning on spending 3 days, they get sick of their family 3 hours and 54 minutes.
3:54.
That's it. That's the maximum amount of socializing.
Do you think it plays a role in how much alcohol is consumed?
Absolutely. I absolutely believe that. I already have one friend who's got a crazy relative that's difficult to deal with, it's 3 days away.
Right.
And somebody's already getting grief that only a loving family can deliver on Thanksgiving Day.
There you go.
But I details have to be held confidential. But that's just me. We got to do one more thing here. Real, real quick. And I think Joey probably is hip to the story, but if you're not...
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
This is Joey's kind of girl, a bodybuilder. 82-year-old bodybuilder.
Oh, God, have you heard this story?
Her name is Willie Murphy, and some idiot made the mistake of trying to break into her house, and she ended up breaking up him. 82, listen.
He picked the wrong house to break into. I took that table, and I went to working on him. The table broke, and it had metal legs, and I'm jugging him. And when he's down, I'm jumping on him.
By God!
There's a bottle of baby shampoo on the table in his face, all of it, the whole thing. The police arrive on the porch. He's laying down already because I had really did a number on that man. I'm serious.
82.
That is my witness. He's broken in half.
Old.
Good thing it was just the baby shampoo, because, you know, the other stuff could be more. Oh,
the best
just in your eyes.
Well, that's it. The best part, I guess that was a brilliant move, because his eyes were burning, and she just dumped a whole bottle on his face. I love it. He walked out of there a soapy mess.
Wow. And embarrassed forever.
Did you see the picture of her?
Yes.
On Fox a little while ago?
She looked like olive oil.
And she's picking up weights and stuff in the gym.
Like I said, Joey loves those healthy chicks. It is a...
What about it, brother?
You probably have prep to do for your show, right?
I'm fairly prepped, but yes, absolutely.
Is he coming into
the season? He's going to be calling. He's in Mobile right now.
Oh.
But he saw the story about Big John Williams, Sheriff Williams. And
let him know I'm still waiting for my call.
Sure.
I see you're ingesting the total body fuel.
Yeah, the Rain.
Yeah.
Free plug to Rain Energy. I'm drinking the orange dreamsicle flavor this morning. It's delicious.
What is that supposed to do?
It has 300 milligrams.
Silly millennial drinks.
It's like three cups of coffee.
You know what worked for us? Wheaties. Try a bowl of Wheaties once in a while.
I don't think it was just Wheaties back in the 70s and 80s.
Spinach.
That white stuff we used to sprinkle on the Wheaties?
Well, it was sugar.
Man, that was good. 8:46, Montgomery Eye Physicians in Montgomery Eye LASIK and we've seen this happen with Joey as my witness. People who have used their Christmas budget to get their vision fixed with the LASIK procedure. And you can do it. But step one for anybody interested is to find out whether or not LASIK is a viable option It doesn't cost you a penny to find out. It only takes a few minutes of your time. Begins with a call to 271-3804 to make the free appointment, 271-3804. They're very efficient at this practice, which is now 75 years here in the River Region. And you could do it on lunch break, get in and out. And then once they know, if you're given the verdict, yes, we can do LASIK and it will restore your HD vision, then nobody's going to pressure you to make a decision. But man, do it with glasses and contacts. I went, got tested. LASIK is not an option for me, and I was bummed. But I hope that you will at least look into it, because it's just such a difference maker. Open your eyes. Everything comes into crystal clear focus like it used to. 271-3804 to learn more about LASIK and this incredible practice. Visit onlinemep.com. That's onlinemep.com. Morning Marine. Next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another look at the highways for you. We are looking pretty good. I-65 and 85, we have no issues all the way through downtown Montgomery. It's a speed limit drive. The boulevard is still busy at the lights. We have some congestion on the Atlanta Highway near downtown. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge a little bit busy, as well as the East South Boulevard, but no accidents anywhere right now, so drive carefully, and don't forget to buckle up, and please never text and drive. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Pre-Thanksgiving blowout of Margaret's is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have Bolo bracelets, diamond-of-the-art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond-by-the-art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, and wreaths are now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Individually stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh cut Christmas trees and wreaths. In stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The snowman was a jolly soul, with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they for when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his running here and there all around the square saying, me if you can.
Do you know that there, I found, actually, who was it that sent me the link? One of our extinguished listeners sent me a link to all kinds of stuff like that that's censored in just the right spots. Right. Most of it Disney stuff. It's pretty funny. All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State and probably future fugitive or, don't you think? John Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yeah, how about those holdings in the Ukraine there, Mr. Kerry? It's time for today's Morning Maroon nominee.
Apparently everybody has holdings.
Oh, boy. Including it's going to be very interesting.
Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they call it? Well, we're going to go.
It's just going to get messier and messier.
They have invited this, and I hope they drown in it. That said, let's get to today's nominee.
Okay.
Last week, three men went to a convenience store here in Alabama in Tarrant. Did I pronounce that right?
Tarrant.
Tarrant.
Yeah.
Never.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
Tarrant. There's a lot of places. I've lived here 15 years. I still learn about cities I never heard of.
Right.
They went to a convenience store in Tarrant after it was closed for the night. They shut down early there. It's like Mayberry. They broke in by attaching their truck to the door with a chain and pulling it off the hinges. You know what they got? You know why they're a Morning Maroon nominee?
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
They got away with a 12-pack of Faygo.
Well,
the manager thinks they wanted to grab the ATM, but since the alarm went off as soon as the door came off its hinges,
right?
They decided to split. So they did all of that for a 12-pack of Faygo. By the way, in other liquid news, Yogi's Yoo-Hoo is now going to be coming out for the very first time in delicious vanilla.
Now, wait a minute, though. Doesn't that defeat the whole Yahoo idea?
Hey, it's been the same beverage for like 60 years, so maybe it's time to reinvent the wheel. All right, nominee number two. A woman tried to... She cut somebody off in traffic. The guy she cut off got all road ragey, and he pulled up next to her, got out of the car. Mm-hmm. She actually rolled the window down to say, "I'm sorry," but before she could say anything, he spit at her all the food that was in his mouth. I guess he was eating and driving.
Oh, Lord.
So she called the police, and he was arrested for felony battery. That's why... Always, you know, never road rage with a mouthful of food.
And always chew before you spit.
All right, here's another idiot. This from Ohio, Rich, and I hate to...
That's okay.
Isn't that where you're from?
Yeah.
There was a stabbing in Ohio over the weekend. One woman stabbing another at church.
At church.
And, of course, the reason... Because the woman she stabbed was wearing a fur coat. It was only later that she realized or was told that it was fake fur.
It's imitation. Oh, I'm sorry I stabbed you in church,
so,
ma'am.
Before you stab somebody because they've triggered you by wearing what you think is real fur.
I thought that was real fur. That's why I stabbed you.
Check the label. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
Well, you know,
pretty good group.
I got to go with the Tarrant guy, and they're pulling off the front of the store, and they're grabbing a 12-pack of Faygo.
I agree.
And I think that's a good one.
With all the imagery that comes with a story like that, a big old door and on the ground. Oh, we got a 12-pack of Faygo.
And it could have been a real fur coat in that last story. So meat is murder, you know. And murder is delicious.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Joey.
Yes.
You are bringing on the bells of...
Shame.
It is 8:50. I'm kidding, of course.
No, I can wear many hats. I can be silly, and then we'll be serious here in a moment.
Jay, you're doing Black Friday at stores, right?
I've already started some of that this weekend, so, yeah.
What are you getting us?
Oh.
Yeah.
What
are you getting us?
Yeah, we want to know.
I will get you things that I can put in my fridge to keep them cold.
Oh, you got the fridge.
The fridge is not here yet. It's coming. But I mean, that was one of my Black Friday purchases. I needed a new fridge.
Hold on, then. I have a question. How did you keep my dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, cool until Wednesday evening?
The fridge works. It's just I have to smack it to get the compressor to turn on sometimes.
Uh huh.
And I hope that it stays cold when I'm not there.
You know what? You're making me long for the good old days of major appliances when you just beat them when they didn't work and they pop out.
So only way, I mean, that's how I've been. If anything is
art.
Yeah, if anything is needed to stay cold, which I don't have very many things that have needed that because of the situation that I'm in. But anytime things have needed to stay cold, I just put them in there and I hope for the best and make sure when I come home from work, I check to make sure that compressor's running.
Right.
I'll go in there and I'll feel around to make sure that the stuff's cold. If it's not, bang on it again so it'll start back up.
You never banged on anything in here, have you? Like this board?
That's what she said.
Yeah, I mean it's it's been inconvenient.
That has
ever
really
watched Happy Days?
Fonzie, man, that's the guy you need. Who? When get out of here, you little millennial.
Okay, boomer.
By the way, I want everybody to know in advance, I wrote my magazine column last night, and it's funny, and the first and last words of it are, okay, boomer.
Okay,
boomer.
I am going to be doing, I think, some Black Friday shopping at Jack Ingram. Tip Tames is working on some stuff for me, and I urge you, that Jeep is gone. Okay, I'd love to check their website on Mondays to see what was sold. Anyway, Tip is keeping me in the loop. When you are looking for something specific in a certain price range with X number of miles, their location services are top-notch. And that, look at this. You want to drive a Mercedes C-Class? That's what Goose got. A 2012 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, 250, under 10,000. Under 10,000. And it's black, and it looks like it's brand new. Holy cow. Land Rover, $7,600. Man, they've got some really cool new stuff in here. Let's see. Great options in sedans with Nissan Altimas. One of them is only $5,400. Those cars will run forever. So stop and see Tip and the team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Browse online by price, by type, and make of car. Any way you want it, jackingram.com. Mr.
Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Marguerite's is having a pre-Thanksgiving blowout now through Wednesday night only. You heard me, Doorbusters!